To go through the basic halachos of Shechianu when it comes to new fruits and new suits as it relates to the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So in general, just understanding the nature of the bracha of Birchas Hazman, the bracha of Shechianu, there's a big machlokas gemaras, machlokas rishonim, what exactly the nature of the bracha is. So the gemara brachos tells us that when a person buys a new house, buys new clothing, he says a Shechianu, because the pashas is the guy is besimcha, he's happy. He's happy for the new purchase, the new house, the new suit, and the simcha that he receives, that he feels, it warrant a bracha of Shechianu. And the Gemara in Erevin talks about Bircha Shechianu, nothing to do with simcha, but has to do with zman. That person has reached a new milestone, and it's more Bircha Solda, thanking Hashem for reaching this next point. So when the Yantav comes around, we've reached this next point, so this zman is worthy of saying, thanks for bringing me the next 6 months living. So the number nafkamina is whether it's midin simcha or whether it's midin zman. So for example, Bris Mila just came back from Bris Mila, and Eretz Yisrael, they say Shechianu in Bris Mila, and Chutz La'aretz, they do not say Shechianu at Bris Mila. What's the difference? So the difference is that we outside Eretz Yisrael paskin that Shechianu is a din in simcha. And there's no simcha by Bris Mila, Gemara says, because it's Tsar Dianuka, exactly. There's no simcha by Bris Mila. So we don't say Shechianu. But in Eretz Yisrael, they assume, like the Gra says, that Shechianu has nothing to do with simcha at all. Shechianu is when a person reaches a new milestone, a new zman. So Bris Mila, although there's no simcha, there is a new zman, and therefore we say Shechianu in Eretz Yisrael. Another nafmina would be, would you say Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Do you say Shechianu? So the Gemara tells us that there's no simcha, Pashas is there's no simcha in Rosh Hashanah, there's no simcha in Yom Kippur. So you shouldn't say Shechianu, but we do. Sounds like we say Shechianu because it's Midin Zman. I'm just throwing out some nafkamina to get the ball rolling. We'll talk more particularly about Rosh Hashanah in a moment. Let's say during the 9 days. Are you allowed to say Shechianu during the 9 days? So it's Big Machlokas Poskim also. 9 days is a day of times of Avelis. We're supposed to be sad. So if Shechianu is about a simcha, you shouldn't be saying a Shechianu during the 9 days. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. But if you assume Shechianu is about a zman, so it's a new zman. And during the 9 days, Pashas, the Magen Avraham argues on that, but Pashas is, you could say Shechianu during the 9 days, the Gra says, because it's a new zman. Okay, so let's talk about Shechianu as it relates to the second night of Yantif. So the Rush quotes in the back of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that he quotes from a Tshuvas Rashi. Rashi has a Tshuva. Rashi has a discussion there whether one should say Shechianu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Everybody agrees on the 2 day Yantif of Shavuos, of Pesach, and of Sukkot. You do say a Shechianu on both nights because we don't know which is the real night. Is it the first night or is it the second night? If the first night is the real Yantif, so we say Shechianu the first night. But the first night was simply a day, a weekday, because we didn't know the exact calendar. So the second night's really the first day of Pesach, so we say Shechianu the second night because we're not really sure. It's a suffix. So you definitely say Shechianu on both nights. But the problem is, by Rosh Hashanah...
So we usually say Safek Baruch Hu Hakel, so why in that case...
Right, so the Shon talk about this, Shalosh Tisazel Yantif. If you don't say Shechianu on the second day, it's being Mezalzel Yantif. It's going to look so fake to us, and we're going to be leaning on everything else. Now, there are certain leniencies on Shantav Sheni in general when it comes to Refuah, when it comes to Kavura, but when it comes to Shechianu, we want you to say Shechianu even on the second night, because we're not sure which is really the first day of Sukkot, which is the first day of Pesach, which is the first day of Shavuos. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara and Beitza and Erevin tell us that there are some opinions that think Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas. It's Yom Ha'arichta, the Gemara says. One long day. So once I said, yes, Shechianu on day one, that covers day two. It's really a 48-hour day. That's in essence what's going on here. So that's how some paskin. And others say, no, even Rashi argued that's what the Shoel asked Rashi. You should not say Shechianu on second night Rosh Hashanah because it's one long, it's Kedusha Achas. But Rashi is not true. There are certain instances during his times, maybe earlier, where they used to do based on the calendar. Sometimes you would have to have a 2 day Yantav Rosh Hashanah. I don't want to get into all the details, but there were instances where there were two separate Yamin Tovim. And therefore, you would have to say Shechianu on day two. I don't want to get into the history of how this works, of accepting the Kabbalah's Eidos of the Chodesh, but that existed, and therefore, since there was a situation where they would be considered 2 different days of Yantav and Rosh Hashanah, therefore, Rashi paskened across the board, you should always say Shechianu, both on day one and on day two. So that's machlokas, whether you say Shechianu on Rosh Hashanah day two or not. So in light of that machlokas, the Rosh says, since we don't know, the best thing to do is to take a new fruit or wear a new suit, and say Shechianu on that for the second night. This way you'll have in mind on the new fruit, the Yantav Sheni, to cover the pinion who thinks you do need Shechianu. But they don't want you to say Shechianu without that, because then maybe you don't have to say Shechianu. Maybe really Rosh Hashanah is one Yom HaRichta, one Kedush Achas, and you'd be saying a Brachal Vatala. And that's how Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rosh, that ideally a person should have a new fruit, a person should have a new suit, one or the other, at the Seder, at the Yesuda, Le Rosh Hashanah Sheni, and have in mind that to cover also the Yantiv as well. Now, Shulchan Aruch says, however, if a person doesn't have a new fruit or a new suit, you can still say Shechianu anyways. Shulchan Aruch was leaning towards the position of Rashi that you can say two Shechianus in Rosh Hashanah, but again, the ideal is to have a new fruit and a new suit. So let's say you have a new fruit. We'll get in a little bit later what exactly qualifies as a new fruit, but assume you have a new fruit. So how exactly does this work? Because the way the bracha is, you say the bracha of the Kiddush Hayom, and Mekadesh Hayom, the Mekadesh Hazmanim, and then you say Shechianu, or Guffin, and then you say Shechianu, and then you drink the wine, and then you have Motzi, and then you eat the fruit later on. So there's a hefsek between the Shechianu and the fruit, and also there's a hefsek, the Shechianu, which is really the fruit, is being mafsik between my HaGuffin and my drinking. So I'm saying, Bori Pri HaGuffin, and I say, oh, 1 second, Shechianu, and then I drink the wine. Isn't that a hefsek between my bracha of the Guffin and the drinking of the wine?
The only way to say Shechianu, isn't that always a hefsek between the Guffin and the drinking?
So when it's part of the Yantiv itself, so that's part of the Tzuris HaBracha. But now if Shechianu is really be'ikir on the fruit, there's no place for it here. So yes, it's to cover a suffix. Well, that's one of the answers. So Shlomo Zalman answered that what a hefsek is, you have to understand what a hefsek is. Hefsek does not mean when you say words necessarily. Hefsek is about das, hesek das. If you for a moment lost focus of what was going on, that's considered a hefsek. But words, mere words alone, do not serve as a hefsek. What's his raya? A person saying hamotzi, then realizes after he says hamotzi, lechem min haaretz, he realizes he doesn't have any salt and he wants salt and you're supposed to have salt for the bread. So he says, oh, after saying hamotzi, lechem min haaretz, please pass me the salt. Takes the salt, sprinkles it, and dips the challah in. There's no hefsek there, but he said something that wasn't supposed to be there. But since he wasn't masiach daito, he wasn't not focused, he was focused on the bread the whole time, that's not considered hefsek, and one's allowed to do that. So too, my Shechianu is on my Kiddush, on Rosh Hashanah, and the fruit at the same time. I'm still within the same inyan. I was never really mafsik bedaito, and therefore the Shechianu does not serve as a hefsek between my hagafen and my actual drinking.
So you mean the Shechianu during Kiddush have in mind fruit?
100%. The fruit should be out there already. It should be there on the table, or if you're wearing a suit, you're already wearing it. It should definitely be out there on the table. Now, Avni Nezer gives a little bit different answer. He says, a hefsek can never be a hefsek if the hefsek is a minhag. What does that mean? Havdalah, we say Matzah Shabbos Havdalah. We have a number of brachas. We say HaGafen, then we say HaBesamim, then we say HaEish, and then we say the HaMavdim and Kor Shechol. Now the bracha and Besamim is a minhag. It's a nice minhag, and there's a good reason to this. The Rishonim talk about this. The Gemara talks about it. But it's only a minhag. It's not a real halacha that you have to do this. So how could it be mafsik? You say Bori Pri HaGafen, and then you interrupt with Bomri HaEish, and then you interrupt with Besamim, and then you have the HaMavdim and Kor Shechol. Those are all separations. So we see, since there's a minhag to insert besamim, it's not a hefsek. So too, the minhag has been established to say Shechianu, the Shulchan Aruch made this minhag, based on the Rush, to say Shechianu as part of the tzura of the bracha, that's not considered a hefsek. That's how they establish the minhag. So two different answers, and it's certainly not a hefsek. One is allowed to and should say Shechianu between hagafen and drinking the wine. Now when do we eat the fruit? I assume everybody here, I'm guessing, everybody eats the fruit after they say hamotzi. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Mate Ephraim actually said differently. They said that after you say Hagafen, or actually you say Hagafen, Shechianu, you drink, then you say Bori Pri HaEitz before Motzi, and before Nitzas Adayim, you say Bori Pri HaEitz, you eat the fruit, and then you go wash, but don't have a large amount, because then you have to get in a problem with Bracha Achrona, have a little bite, and then go wash your hands. That is not the opinion of any of us, and that's not the opinion of Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv says there's no need for that. Why? Because the halachas of Shechianu and a new fruit, it's not about eating the new fruit. If I'm walking in the supermarket and I see new fruit there, if I just see them, I say bracha on the ri'ah. The ri'ah is what causes me to say the bracha. The eating is just like a nice little hana. So much so, Rav Shechta, I was with Rav Shechta at the wedding the other night, and he told me that even if you don't enjoy the fruit, you still say a bracha. If it's a new zman, a new season, the new fruit, you say a bracha for the new season. We'll get into the details of which types of fruit. So it's all about the ri'ah. So therefore, Vayasha Paskins, you don't eat it. You can't separate the ha'etz and the eating between the hagafen and the kviya suda of Nitzias Adayim.
But then, if I go shopping tonight for my new fruit and I see it on Thursday night and Rosh Hashanah's on Monday,
Right. So that's a great question. So I guess in that point, if you're supposed, you could delay the Shechian. You're allowed to. If, let's say, whatever feeling you're, well, Rosh Hashanah doesn't assume it's about Simcha. So you could delay it. We'll just leave it at that. I don't want to get too.
Same thing with the suit. You're buying the suit. You've had it.
Right. So we'll say. So in terms of that, the halacha is that when you buy a new suit, you're supposed to say bracha when you buy it. But then they say that's only if you buy it already tailored. If you buy it and ours are usually not tailored, So you're not too happy with the purchase until it's tailored and then you wear it. So when you wear it, right, when you go to shul wearing it, so as long as you're still b'simcha, and hopefully you're still b'simcha an hour later wearing that new suit, you're still nice and like $1 million, so then you could still say it. If you lost that feeling after the 1 hour of wearing it, then you probably shouldn't spend that money for it. But if you do still feel that way, so then you should still say the Shechianu on the new suit.
So on the clothes,
yeah, we'll get to the details of the new fruit and the new suit in a second. Okay, so we paskin again, unless you have a different minhag, most paskin, or Shechta was, when I asked him about this, he was surprised to hear that anybody ate the fruit before Hamotzi, but we paskin, and the Rav Yashav says that after the Hamotzi, if one wants to, you don't have to. If you want to eat the fruit, you certainly can, say a boy prays. It's not covered. When you have fruit in the middle of the Suda, it's not covered by the Hamotzi. You have to say its own bracha of ha'itz. What about women? So I assume most here have their women, their wives, say the bracha of Shechianu when they light the candles. That's pretty much the custom. So the advice the Mishnah Berurah says that they should wear the new clothing or have a new fruit present while lighting the candles, because they're Shechianu on the second night. They have the same problem. They're saying Shechianu during Halakas Neros. So if they're wearing new clothing, that's fine. But the new fruit is, Pashas is, it's not out yet. Maybe, depending how prepared your wife is. But it's most likely not going to be out yet. So Mishnah Berurah says it really should be out there when she says the Shechianu on the new fruit. The Mat Ephraim suggests that she should light the candles immediately before Kiddush, this way to have it right when the fruit are out. So on Yontif, you're allowed to light on Yontif. So wait till the husband comes home. Light then, in this way, right before Kiddush, she lights, she says Shechianu, husband says it's a Kiddush and Shechianu, and everything is a seamless transition and movement from one to the next. Now the question is, should she be saying Shechianu in the first place? Some have the custom, Shechta, I believe, paskins this way, that one woman should not say Shechianu when lighting candles. She should wait to hear it from her husband when he says it during Kiddush. Because the difficulty is, if she says Shechianu on Halakas Neros, and then she hears her husband, that might be a hefsek for her. If she says amen, it's an unnecessary hefsek, so that would be problematic according to some poskim. So some advise that she should not say Shechianu during Halakas Neros, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah actually says otherwise. Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah paskins that a woman does say Shechianu during Halakas Neros. But by Hilchos Yontif, Mishnah Berurah says, those who do light, who do say Shechianu during Halakas Neros, ain't no moche, don't have to rebuke them. They're allowed to. But sounds like really they should be saying Shechianu. So there's a steer in Mishnah Berurah, whether they should be saying Shechianu during Halakas Neros, or they should not be saying Shechianu during Halakas Neros. There are Moshe writes in Igos Moshe, that the women's custom is to recite a Shechianu during Halakas Neros, and he goes even further to say, and even when they say Shechianu at Halakas Neros, they are allowed to answer Amen when the husband says Shechianu during the Kiddush, and it's not considered a hefsek. I believe, I didn't remember looking this up, I believe Rav Shlomo Zalman argues and says that a woman should not answer Amen, she should stay silent when the husband says Shechianu, but I believe the minhag of most homes, and that's Rav Moshe Paskins, it's not considered hefsek. So again, the woman should say Halakas Neros with Shechianu, ideally the fruit should be out if you're using new fruit, and then when the husband says Shechianu, she is allowed to answer Amen. Okay, so what's considered new fruit? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that anything that is regrows, comes back for the new season, that's considered new fruit. As opposed to something that is growing all year round, there's no season for it. I don't know that much about growing things. Fruit, I don't think, work like that, but there are vegetables. By the way, we always think of fruit. Vegetables are also subject to new seasons. Chazon Ish used to say a Shechianu and a cucumber. So people also think if they didn't eat a fruit in 30 days, that means they could say Shechianu. Someone told me they make a Shechianu in apples because they haven't had it in 30 days. That's not true. When you say a Shechianu is when it's newly in season. We'll talk about nowadays in America, things are very different. But assume you live someplace in Europe and now suddenly strawberries became in season. Or watermelon are now in season. So that new season is when you say Shechianu. But if there was some type of fruit or vegetable that's in the ground or at least in the market, in the shuk, all year round that's accessible and available, that would not warrant a Shechianu. It has to come back. So Mishnah Berurah paskins, any vegetables, potatoes and stuff that were newly in season, one would say a Shechianu on them. Mishnah Berurah says carrots, turnips, potatoes, when they come in season, you say Shechianu. Hashem is on paskin nowadays, since these things are not considered chashiv, no one's so excited about a new turnip, the season for the new potatoes, and plus they're really available in any supermarket, but no one's so excited about these things anymore, you wouldn't say Shechianu on these vegetables. But as I said before, the Chazon Ish would say a Shechianu on cucumbers when they became in season. So the Mishnah Berurah paskin, so the nature of the bracha when you say a Shechianu on new fruit. So I told you before, that as I mentioned this, and Mishnah Berurah says clearly, that's all about simcha. that I'm happy that this new fruit's now available. I have nice watermelon season, it's orange season, it's whatever, grapefruit season. I'm excited that it's now available for me. So because of that simcha, Mishabura says, it's deserving of the bracha of Shechianu because the simcha that I'm feeling with the new fruit, the new season. So Rav Vazner writes that if a person doesn't feel the simcha, you know, it's a new season of, what do they call those? Sabras. I personally don't like sabras. So if the new season for sabras, I'm not so excited about sabras, I'm not going to say Shechianu because it doesn't bring me so much simcha. So Rav Vazner says, among many of the Gedolim, they were very reluctant to say Shechianu, a new fruit, because it didn't bring people so much simcha. So you really have to feel simcha, according to Rav Vazner, based on the Mishabura, in order to say bracha, a new fruit. Now many of us, when we go get the new fruit, most of them are really not that very good. It doesn't bring me any simcha when I have these fruit. So it's really not so clear whether a person should be saying a Shechianu on these new fruit on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. Rav Moshe has a very long tshuva about this discussion of Shechianu and new fruit. And he says, in general, a person should avoid saying Shechianu. Anything that's a bracha birshusa, a voluntary bracha, a person should avoid because there's so many different conditions necessary to meet. Better to avoid it, lest you say bracha vatala. That being said, Rav Moshe said, on Leil Sheni Rosh Hashanah, one should say a Shechianu. And you should find the proper fruit to say a Shechianu on. So unclear what exactly classifies as a fruit that brings you simcha. Again, the sabras, all these types of things, are these Asian pears, that's actually not too bad, the Asian pears. But things that are, usually these new fruit my wife brings home are not very, very good, and wouldn't bring anybody any simcha. So I asked Rav Shechter what he thought about this. None of the fruit are very good. And he said he doesn't think it's about simcha. Even though the Mishabura says it's about simcha, and Rav Moshe says it's about simcha, Rav Shechter thinks that it's all about zman. In fact, that the very new season came for the fruit, and now they're available, I'm happy that I made it to this next season. Not about the fruit. The fruit's really simply an indicator that we've reached the next season. So based on that, it doesn't make a difference if the fruit are good or not. You don't have to even eat them. You can just look at the new fruit, you see the new season, and that's really enough. Now this is against, again, the Mishabura and Rav Vazner and Rav Moshe, but that's our Rav Shechter Paskin. I said the Rav Shechter, but the fact that the Gemara lumps it together with buying new fruits and buying new suits and buying new houses, all these things are lumped together, won't you think they're all about simcha? And he thought, no, buying a new suit is about simcha, but new fruit is really about zman. That's what he thought. So according to Rav Shechter, there's no problem at all, any new fruit you have. But what's considered new fruit? Now in America, every fruit available, cherries all year long, strawberries all year long, watermelon, everything you can find all year long. You have to really find something that you don't see the rest of the year. So usually these very interesting fruits, like Asian pears, I'm not sure, maybe that's a little bit more enjoyable. You probably can find that more frequently. But the sabras and others that are not so easily found during the rest of the year, it has to be that type of fruit that has not been available the rest of the year. But if it's something like an apple, even though you didn't eat it for 30 days, that doesn't count as a new fruit. It has to be newly in season that's available. It doesn't have to grow in America. It has to be newly available in America. So it's very hard to come by these things. Okay, and you certainly don't have to buy like 10 different ones. they're so expensive, like $12 for like a sabra, which doesn't even taste any good. Okay. Another interesting thing, the Bar Halacha talks about, what about a crossbreed? What about you take two fruit and you mix them together and you graft them? So grapefruit, by the way, is a hybrid. It's a crossbreed of two different fruit. You guys know which two fruit?
Orange.
Unless you're from South America. Not lemon. Pomelo. Pomelo is a South American fruit. It's a thick peel. So grapefruit is a combination. It's a hybrid. So Bar Halacha quotes from Halachas Katanos that says one should not recite a Shechianu on this type of fruit, like a grapefruit. He doesn't give the example of grapefruit, but something like that, because it's neged the mitzvah sabari. Kadosh Baruch Hu says you're not allowed to crossbreed fruit. There's an issue of the rice of kalayim, of mixing two fruit together. So you can't say a bracha, a Shechianu, on something that has violated an isser. But then he quotes from the Rav Yaakov Emden that says it's not a problem at all. A person is allowed to say a Shechianu, even though whoever farmed it violated some isser. Doesn't make a difference. What's his raya? Because he says, there's a halacha that you say Mishanes Abrios. A person sees something who's interesting, you say a bracha Mishanes Abrios. Let's say a person happens to be a mamzer or something, which is a crossbreed of different. So we still say bracha, even though he's a mamzer, the halacha is. So fruit shouldn't be any different. If fruit is a crossbreed of two different fruits, it shouldn't be a violation. One can say a Shechianu, even though it's a klaim, just like you say Mishanes Abrios, even though this person might be a klaim, a mamzer. So if Chaim Kanievsky Paskins, he says that it seems that the Mishabura favors the position that one is allowed to say bracha on a crossbreed fruit. That's how the Mishabura seems to favor. So then he says, he takes this step further. Let's say you have something that's an Isser Arla. Arlo, you're not allowed to eat during the first 3 years. So we said before, in order to say the bracha of Shechianu, you don't have to actually eat the fruit, you have to just simply see the fruit. So if you see a fruit that, although it might be Aser, but you see it, it's a new season for this new fruit, during the first 3 years of the fruit, where it's Aser to eat, it's Arla, you're still allowed to say it. Even though there's an Iser involved, just like there's an Iser of the crossbreeding of the fruits, so too Rav Chaim thinks there's no difference here, one's allowed to. As for Shechel, what he thought about this, he wasn't so sure if that's really true. If something is Aser for you to eat, he wasn't so sure if you're allowed to say Shechel on that. He wasn't sure about that. Okay, now the way the Minchas Yitzchak and Rav Moshe Paskin about this case of a crossbreed, a hybrided fruit, that was, since it's a suffix, a person really shouldn't use it for the Shechianu. Because you don't really know, it's the 2 days in the Be'er Halacha. Therefore, a person should really say a Shechianu and a fruit that Vadai warrants a Shechianu and have that cover the grapefruit as well. But the truth is, this whole discussion is not really relevant, because all the posts can point out that, and Rav Yashiv says this, that when we talk about the Be'er Halacha is referring to this Isser of the crossbreeding of the climb, that's only if you were the first fruit. You took the grapes and you took the pomelo, and rather the oranges and the pomelo, and you grew for the first time. But let's say you have a grapefruit, and then you take the seeds of that and plant new trees. Those additional trees have not gone through any Isser. It's completely new fruits. Yes, the origin was originally from a crossbreed, but right now there's no Isser involved. And therefore, everybody agreed that crossbreeds would not be subject to this discussion. And you may say Shechianu on, I think these Asian pears is a hybrid of apples and pears, I think. So one would be allowed to say Shechianu on those fruit. Okay, what about new suits? So new suits, I told you before, the Gemara in Bracha says, a person who buys new kelim, new chadashim, kelim chadashim, you buy new kelim, literally mean utensils, clothing, you say Shechianu. And we typically think that refers to a new suit. But it doesn't necessarily mean, or it doesn't only mean, new suit. The person, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Mishabur elaborates, the person buys a new set of dishes. Kalim that person uses, that's also considered Kalim Chadashim. You buy a nice set of china, which is makes you besimcha, you're very happy, this new purchase, so one should say simcha, lav dafka suits. The truth is, the more likely a person will say a Shechianu, have more simcha from buying a new set of china than he will from buying a new suit. We buy suits pretty often these days, so it has to be something that brings you simcha. You know, Rav Shach likes to say, if it's like your wedding suit or something, you buy a new suit for the chasana, so, or something very expensive that you don't buy so often, that's something that deserves a Shechianu if you're feeling besimcha. If it's a new suit, you buy a couple of them each year, it doesn't bring you so much simcha, you just happen to run out, then it all depends on your subjective simcha. So a person who has a lot more money, so he has level of simcha is going to be a higher, more expensive suit. Someone who has less money, so maybe his buying of suit will be enough. It's all subjective to how the person feels, what kind of simcha a person feels. The Mishnah Berurah talks about, what about a person who buys a new sefer? Do you say a bracha on a new sefer? We say you say a new bracha, a Shechianu on a new suit, on new kelim. What about a new sefer? So the Mishnah Berurah says a person does not say a bracha on buying a new sefer. Why? Because mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. Mitzvos are not meant to be enjoyed. Although we do enjoy learning, we do enjoy mitzvos, that wasn't the purpose, that wasn't the function to enjoy them. So since you're not supposed to, or at least we don't acknowledge that as being hana, so therefore it doesn't deserve a Shechianu on the purchase of a new sefer. The Sechai Adlam Paskins, that let's say a person was looking for a sefer for a very long time, and he finally came across that sefer, he had so much simcha, when he finally found that sefer in some hidden svarim store, then if that brings him so much simcha, he would be allowed to say Shechianu, even though in general you don't say Shechianu. In such a situation, he said you can't say Shechianu, and you should say Shechianu. Mishabur Paskins, at the end of the day, a person, if one wants to say a bracha, in this case, ein limchos, but it sounds like lichachila, a person should avoid taking a Shechianu, even in the case where he's looking for that sefer for so long and finds it. Even then, Mishnah Berurah seems to say one should really avoid it. There's a debate whether or not a person recites a Shechianu on the completion of a sefer that he writes. If a person completes a sefer, it's a big deal. It's a big in into that. And it certainly brings a person a lot of simcha. That's a debate among the poskim. What about purchasing old clothing or inheriting old clothing? Or dishes, or china, or something like that, would that deserve a Shechianu? And the halacha is, yes, the Shulchan Aruch says, if that brings you simcha, a person, just like a person inherits a big Yerusha, someone died, you get a big Yerusha, that deserves a Shechianu. So too, if a person inherits a house, inherits clothing, a car, these things will also warrant a Shechianu. It doesn't have to be new, it has to be new to you, even though it might be old in its use. What about a wedding ring? So Moshe writes about a wedding ring. Chassan buys a wedding ring for his kala to be. So he says, you say Shechianu before you give it to her. Why? Because now you're supposed to buy it, you have to own him. Because at the kesef, when you give the kesef, you give the ring to her to marry her, to engage with her, to do kedushim. So that is supposed to be from your money, your own kesef. So I buy it, it's my silver ring now. So I'm so happy about this purchase because I know I could use this to marry my wife. Because that simcha I have when I make this purchase, remote, even though I'm not wearing it, but still something that deserves a Shechianu. Shlomo Zalman says, I would think the it should be a kavachomer for an engagement ring. I buy an engagement ring, well, probably not the chasm, but the parents are probably buying the engagement ring. So you would think the chasm would be so excited, it's a much more expensive ring, and you're giving it to the kala. So Shlomo Zalman says, not true. You should not say shechian in that case, because the only reason why you give it is because you have these chovos, these obligations to each other. It's not really because you're not accomplishing anything by it. You're not marrying her with that. These are the way society has become, to give an engagement ring, and therefore that doesn't deserve a shechian. And we said before, when do you recite the shechian or a new suit? So back in the times of Gemara, where they bought the suits already tailored to, at the purchase, you were very excited, and you say shechianu at the purchase. Nowadays, we buy them, and then you have to tailor them, so you don't say the shechianu until you actually wear them when they fit you. And that pretty much sums up the whole halacha. So the Leil Sheni, the second night of Rosh Hashanah, a person should ideally find a new fruit. It could be any new fruit, but it has to be something that is newly in season. Most of the time, what you find in any local supermarkets have a special section of the new fruits for Rosh Hashanah. That really should suffice. If a person buys a new suit and that brings him simcha, that would work as well. A new tie, a new belt, a new shirt, that probably won't cut it, but a person does feel simcha. Perhaps a new set of shoes, a person could get very expensive shoes, maybe that person will get a lot of simcha from that. But it has to be really lamaisa simcha for it to qualify. If a person can't find any new food or can't find a new suit that's going to qualify, then the Shulchan Aruch Paskens, nonetheless, a person can say a shechianu. Okay, everyone have a ksivich simtova, good ben shir. Shurach for coming.